In the run-up to the Chinese 19th Party Congress, which will be held on October 18th, I had the privilege of spending 10 days in China interacting with government and business leaders. At senior levels in Chinese military and political leadership, there is a growing recognition that the need to maintain social and political stability by controlling information flows must increasingly be balanced by the need to promote the information age tools that support economic growth and innovation. China's senior cyber general, Hao Yili, now retired, has made a concentrated effort to understand the West's view of cyberspace and the role we see for the state in that space, which view is beginning to overlap with China's in the face of false news and terrorist use of the internet. We are in a period of relative stability with the Chinese in our cyber relations, and there is an opportunity to use this grace period to demonstrate some joint global leadership. For, notwithstanding the fine efforts by many organizations, I believe we are coming closer year by year to some form of major cyber-related disruption to everyday life. Of course, people are resilient and will muddle through potential disruptions, but the so-called smart devices, everything you will buy that wants to connect to your home or office network, are an extremely soft target to creative, malicious actors of all stripes who will hijack them for ransom, blackmail, or worse. As the CEO of Nokia told me in China, today, smart means vulnerable. The Chinese have an interest in this problem. China's cities almost overnight have become a cashless society. The mobile app WeChat combines the best features of WhatsApp, Facebook, Apple Pay, and apps we don't even have in the US. WeChat is where most conversations with and between government officials happen. For 7 years, we've been trying to get the US and Chinese governments to work together to address cyber attacks and cyber incidents. Although the level of attacks on each other has gone down, there is still no real collaboration when servers in one country are taken over by some third party like the North Koreans and are used to attack the other country. This is what happened during the attack on Sony, for example. I have come to the conclusion that another approach might work, one that involves the private sector. The hope is that next month, President Trump and President Xi will empower a high-level bilateral public-private working group to promote operational collaboration in cybersecurity. It's a sensible move forward for mutual benefit.